This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support. If you've ever been caught in a DUI via a breathalyzer test, did you know that the breathalyzer machines are fake science? Yeah, this has come out recently. I think the New York Times even did an investigation. It's all over the news. These breathalyzers are fake. They're not calibrated correctly. They flag false positives all the time. There's no real science behind them. They don't actually correlate with blood alcohol levels. The whole thing is fake. Now, the use of fake science by law enforcement to ensnare innocent people is nothing new. Those drug test kits, you know, where they take a sample and they put it in a little packet, and inside the packet, there's some kind of a capsule. They break open the capsule, they shake it up, and then the cop is like, "See, it turned blue," or whatever. You know, "It turned brown. You're guilty." You know, those field test kits, they're all fake too. They don't work. They'll flag all kinds of things as positive for meth or heroin or coke or whatever the case may be, or marijuana. I mean, you can be flagged positive for having a chocolate bar or over-the-counter medicine. You know, just like aspirin or painkillers or ibuprofen or acetaminophen or all kinds of things. You could have different kinds of herbs like oregano or spices or superfood ingredients. Many of these things are going to flag positives for different tests because the whole thing's fake. Law enforcement, this is the dirty little secret. And I'm not anti-cop, by the way. I'm a longtime supporter of law-abiding law enforcement at the local level. I support cops because I know that thin blue line against chaos in any city is very, very thin. If without cops, our cities would collapse into utter chaos. And if you're a cop listening to this, you know that's true. You know it, even if the other people don't quite realize it yet. So I'm not anti-cop. What I'm saying is the tools that are given to cops are fraudulent. I mean, they're fake science. So you've got the fake test kits, you've got the fake breathalyzers that are sending all kinds of innocent people to prison, by the way, for DUIs that they don't even have. And then lastly, you have the fake science labs that the police use in various cities. And those science labs are more often than not just fabricating test results and saying, yeah, test positive for whatever the cop wants. Like, oh, here's a sample, says Officer Friendly. Test this sample, is saying this to the lab. I bet you'll find cocaine in this one. And the lab, you know, they delay a day and then they come back like, oh, sure enough, there's cocaine in this sample. What do you know? We found cocaine in this sample. Like, because they're just making it up, because that's what the cop told them to find. Isn't that amazing? And it's incredibly common for this to be happening. You'd be astonished how common this is. There are labs that fake results for police departments all across America. Labs were shut down in Austin, and there was a lab technician that was actually indicted in, I think it was Massachusetts, for running years of fake science scams, fake tests that always found positive for cocaine and other illicit substances. And following that lab tech's arrest, by the way, the county, the city had to dismiss hundreds of prosecutions, had to set many people free. Of course, they had to, because most of those people were probably innocent. So cops have, I should say dirty cops, have used fake science forever, it seems, to achieve convictions of people when the science is fraudulent. So the bottom line here, folks, is that a lot of law enforcement, you know, even though we need good cops in society because there are a lot of bad criminals, but we don't need good cops having fake science or bad science and putting innocent people in jail. And that's what's happening right now. And it's very, you know, it's not just sad, it's frustrating. It's a violation of basic due process rights. If the science is faked, and yet we are told that science is the gold standard of evidence and proof, and that if science says that this is cocaine, then, you know, that's a fact that this is cocaine. But what if all that science is faked? And we now know that a whole lot of it is. We know that the labs are faking the test. We know the kits are faked and so on. And so we end up with then a justice system that is based on quackery, which is what our medical system is based on as well. So it's, I guess it goes hand in hand in a society where everything is fake now. The news is faked from the mainstream media. You know, when they say Trump is working with the Russians to steal the elections. I mean, give me a break. Right. And your chocolate bar is made out of cocaine, says this test kit. Give me a break. Everything's faked today. And that's really the point of everything that I'm talking about, is to show you how much fakery there is out there so that you can discern the difference between what's fake and what's real. I mean, it's so insane. You know what's real? Cold fusion is real. Low energy nuclear reactions. I just saw a story in Asia Times newspaper the other day that's talking about how Japan has cracked the code on this. Japan's going to dominate the industry, and Japan's going to have trillions of dollars in revenue from licensing cold fusion to the world because they figured out how it works. What did the U.S. do? Well, after two U.S. scientists in 1989 invented cold fusion, and their names are Fleischmann and Pons, University of Utah, Salt Lake City, 1989, the Department of Energy called them hoaxers and destroyed their careers and destroyed their reputations. And a bunch of MIT scientists came along and said there's no such thing as cold fusion because they wanted more grant money for their hot fusion failed experiments, which are totally bogus. And so for 30 years, the world has been deprived cold fusion, which is a very low-cost way to heat buildings. It creates heat. You can heat government buildings, military buildings, pools, you know, commercial buildings with it. It's very low-cost heat. It's heat using, you know, low-energy fusion, basically. It's like heat for free, almost. And even though it's free energy that could greatly reduce the carbon footprint of using fossil fuels, it was all covered up by the very same establishment that is out there running all this fake science for cops. The breathalyzers, the drug test kits, the fake cocaine samples in the fake police labs. So we live in a world now where everything that's real is covered up and called fake, and the things that are pushed as credible are in fact actually faked, like breathalyzers. So bottom line, if you get pulled over by a cop, I mean, first of all, don't drink and drive, obviously. I don't even drink at all, so I never drink and drive. But, you know, obviously driving under the influence is irresponsible, so don't do it. If you do get pulled over for a possible DUI, you should not submit to a breathalyzer test because they are inaccurate and they can give you a false positive. So then in some cases, they may demand a blood test. Well, as much as I don't want my blood taken by a bunch of lawless tyrants who are violating, you know, your Fourth Amendment rights with illegal search and seizure, I sure don't want to be sent to jail with a false breathalyzer result, you know, a DUI that's rooted in bad instruments rather than reality. So I would not submit to either. I would argue the case that the science of your breathalyzer is illegitimate. They don't work and they give false positives. And I do not submit to your false science, your quackery, run by cops who just want to meet their quota of pulling, you know, so-called drunk drivers off the streets just so they can say, oh, today we caught 12 drunk drivers. Well, actually, they probably caught only 2 drunk drivers and 10 innocent people who weren't drinking at all. Were just distracted drivers or something. Maybe they were texting while driving, so they were weaving all over the road, but they weren't drunk. But the breathalyzer, it's just a tool that cops can use to get innocent people arrested for DUIs. And, you know, sadly, a lot of cops, they just have to meet quotas and they have to pretend like they're taking bad people off the streets and so on. And that's their job. In many cases, it's a quota system. It's like you got to arrest, you know, X number of speeders, X number of drunk drivers and so on, X number of drug traffickers or possession felonies, you know, and they're given that sheet at the beginning of the month. You have to make these arrests. And so the cops love these tools that have false positives because it gives them, you know, the fake science that they need to make these arrests and claim that they're meeting their job quotas and taking bad people off the streets. Meanwhile, innocent people rot in filthy jails. That's what's happening in this country. And the dirty actual criminals, the corrupt deep state traitors and seditious monsters of the political realm like Hillary Clinton and James Comey go free. So innocent people rot in filthy jails while the corrupt traitors and seditious child traffickers and pedophiles go free. In fact, they're reading stories for your children now in public libraries thanks to Drag Queen Story Hour. So you've got genitalia flashing sick, perverted, greasy old men coming in skirts and no underwear so they can do a genitalia flash of your children while they're reading them little perverted stories at your local library so that progressive parents can celebrate, oh my gosh, we're so tolerant, and parade the little transgender children around at Christmas parties to say, aren't we so progressive? No, you're sickos, actually. You're engaged in child abuse, and you're subjecting your child to psychological trauma by having them watch, you know, these drag queen perverted pedophile men flash their genitalia at them in the local libraries and classrooms. That's what's going on. But, you know, society's all totally twisted around. Everything's backwards anyway. So what else would you expect? I mean, if the breathalyzer doesn't work, it's all fake. You know, the cocaine tests are fake. The court system is all corrupt and fake. The voting system is all corrupted and fake. You know, even the currency is fake. Science is fake. Medicine's fake. Vaccines all fake. Everything's fake. Why wouldn't you expect, you know, public education to be a perverted child sex trafficking indoctrination rape training center type of system? Of course, that's what it is. You know, and I'm sorry that this is the world in which we live. I wish it wasn't this way. It doesn't bring me any joy to have to make these observations about society, but this is where we are, because all we're seeing now is the rise of total lies and fakery and deception and treason and Satanism and demonic influence and sickness, perversion, mental illness. That's what the left now represents in our society, and it has infected and festered in every institution, whether it's law enforcement, science, medicine, education, banking, finance, news, you name it. It's all the same thing. It's all twisted. So there you go. Stay informed. Read my website, naturalnews.com or newstarget.com to stay informed. When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at healthrangerstore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science, because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods, and even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products, and that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at healthrangerstore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science, the best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing, like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food, and you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.